And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Maths Question of the Day.
Okay, so...
Really?
Down on the verbal mixer. All right, so exam time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so on Friday, Scott Mills, Chappers, Greg James, Nick Grimshaw, James King, a couple of the guys from One Extra, and Comedy Dave, Alan and Carrie will be taking a genuine GCSE advanced maths paper. Because exams are going on at the moment. This is all to kind of talk about exams. www.bbc.co.uk/surgery. You'll get some revision tips if you are doing exams at the moment. So we're trying to put ourselves through your personal hell. Mm-hmm. And if you're kind of past the age of studying, if you're not doing any exams, like what me and Dominic aren't...
Yay!
Then just enjoy listening to Carrie, Dave and Alan sweat during this feature, which, by the way, they all hate. Even though they've got 2 out of 2 so far. So genuinely going to do an exam under exam conditions on Friday. So to get into it, we are doing a different maths question from Rob DJ every day. You ready for today's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, text off, phone's off.
Yes, text
Dave.
Off.
Done.
And yeah. Phone is off.
All right.
Hi, it's Rob DJ here with another maths question.
Thanks, Rob. Here is today's question from Rob DJ. Pay attention.
Dave has brought a new car for £50,000. The car decreases in value at a rate of 30% each year. Find the value of the car after 2 years.
Now, seemingly simple, but let me tell you, when I did this with Rachel the other week in the calf, just see if they're too tough, mm-hmm. I got this way wrong.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe I got it wrong.
Mm.
I know where I could go wrong.
Here's the question again.
Dave has brought a new car for £50,000.
Right, you got that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
£50,000, one car.
The car decreases in value at a rate of 30% each year.
Each year, it decreases in value 30%.
Find the value of the car after 2 years.
Right. Easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we start?
You can start now, and I will do your answer in 2 records time. Okay, the time is now 12 minutes past 8 here on Radio 1.
12.
And now, it's time for Rob DJ's Maths Question of the Day.
All right, so to help you, well, not to help, but to put our team through the same pain that a lot of you go through with exams, they're doing an exam on Friday, a genuine maths exam. It's an advanced maths paper, is that right?
That's right.
So are you doing it?
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So all you can get is A, B, C, or fail.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Rob DJ here with another maths question.
Here is a question from Rob DJ for today.
Dave has brought a new car for £50,000.
Right.
The car decreases in value at a rate of 30% each year.
Oh.
Find the value of the car after 2 years.
OK, let's go through the answers. Dominic was also playing, but Dominic isn't part of it. So, Dominic, I want you to give your answer first, but you're not part of this maths
no.
thing. You're kind of like just a divvy.
I'm on the sort of sofa at the back.
OK, so your answer was?
£22,500.
£22,500. Well done. Carrie?
I've got £24,500.
It's an easy mistake. Dave?
Worryingly, I've got a different answer to both of them.
You've got?
I've got £20,000.
£20,000. And Alad?
Oh, no, I've got £24,500. I'm with Carrie.
£24,500. All right, Dave, talk me through your £20,000. How do you get there?
The value of the car at purchase is £50,000.
Right.
So I worked out that 10% of £50,000 is £5,000.
Yeah.
It loses 30% per annum. So 30% of £50,000 is £15,000. Right?
Yeah.
So it loses £15,000 a year.
Yeah.
That's £30,000 off. The £50,000 gives you £20,000 after 2 years. Does that make sense?
Say that again.
Okay. It loses £15,000 per year in depreciation.
Okay, so you buy it for £50,000, and a year later it's worth what?
£35,000.
Okay.
Then the next year it's worth £20,000.
Okay.
Have I done that wrong?
So will you
yes,
owe
you
money
have.
On the car in a few
hang
years
on, hang
time?
On, hang on. Right, right, right. Yeah. Right. It loses £15,000 a year.
Yeah.
So after 2 years, it's lost £30,000. £30,000 off £50,000 is £20,000.
Okay.
So I'm right, aren't I?
Right. No, you're wrong.
How?
Carrie, tell us what you did.
Okay. Right. £50,000, it loses 30% a year depreciation. So obviously 5,000 is 10%, 30%, 15,000. So it's then going to be worth 35,000 after 1 year. But then another depreciation of 30% means it's 30% of 35,000, which is 10,500. Therefore, on year two, £24,500 it's worth.
Okay, Dominic, do you understand that? Or are you confused?
Well, I've got a different answer again.
Okay.
I've probably done it wrong. £50,000.
Yes.
So I said, do you know what? Just take 50% of that away, and that's £25,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're talking about 60%. So the difference between 50 and 60 is 10%. So 10% of 25 is 2,500. Take 2,500 away from 25,000, you've got 22,500.
Okay. So here's what you've done, and I think what Dave's kind of done as well. You've taken a car at £50,000, and the value decreases at the rate of 30% each year.
Yeah.
So you can't say, well, let's say 30% each year, let's say 2 years, 60%, and what's 60% of 50,000? We'll just take that off, because it doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah, because you've got to take off
right.
the first one,
haven't you? £50,000, it decreases by 30%, takes you to 35,000.
Oh, and then you've got to do it for that one.
Then it's 30% of 35,000. You have to take away.
I'm with you.
Not 50.
That's stupid.
Which means, here is the official answer from Rob DJ.
The answer is £24,500.
There you go!
Well
Alan
done.
Alan is right.
High five, Al.
So did you Brilliant. Two both get it right and I got it wrong?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Carrie.
Well done.
Egghead.
That's nice. Very sweet of you.
Charming, Dave. Thank you.
So well done, Carrie. Well done, Alan.
Thank you.
Commiserations, Dave.
Yeah, whatever.
And once again, stupid as ever, Dominic.
I think I should point out that if you were actually taking your maths GCSE this year, you'd also have coursework as part of your final exam.
Yeah.
So it's not just the one exam.
Yeah, let's be honest, you'd probably fail that, Carrie. So don't be too smug. Well done if you got it right. There's another question tomorrow. We're so corporate. That's 8:24.
13.